The question was asked, what does the Magen Midvna mean? People shouldn't take credit for their spiritual accomplishments. Shouldn't a person recognize their spiritual accomplishments? These were giant people who accomplished giant things. So why is Chizkiyahu wrong by saying, save Jerusalem in my merits? Chizkiyahu did have tremendous merits. So I would like to answer the question, or attempt to answer the question, but without speaking about Chizkiyahu. I'm not worthy of talking about Chizkiyahu. And being that the answer we're going to discuss is not said openly in the Gemara, so I have no right to talk about Chizkiyahu. What the Gemara says, the Gemara says. Beyond that is beyond me. We learned a few weeks ago Netivot Shalom, which discussed how could Moshe be so humble. If Moshe himself knew, he wrote the words that God speaks to him different than any other prophet. Moshe wrote that into the Torah, right? So Moshe wrote the words, Vaish Moshe Anav Meod. Right? That's not the end of the Torah. That's in Parshas Chukas. I'm sorry. Ba'aloscha. So what's going on here? So the Netivot Shalom gave a beautiful allegory. The Netivot Shalom said it's similar to you get a bottle of Mei Edin. So you take that bottle and you want to sell it in the middle of a desert, so you could charge 30, 40 shekel for that bottle of Mei Edin. It's in the middle of the desert. But you know, Mei Edin takes their water from the streams of the Golan. You go up to the Golan, and you pour that water into the stream, and then you tell all the hikers coming nearby, I'll sell you a bottle of Mei Edin. You go and take your bottle, dip it into the stream, and say, this is real Mei Edin water. I'll sell it to you. I'll give you a dirt cheap price. I'll sell it to you for 3 shekel. You won't find anyone selling Mei Edin for 3 shekel. They laugh at you. You just scooped it out of the stream. And even if you had the original bottle of Mei Edin water, anyone that knows that this is the stream that Mei Edin fills from is going to look at you and say, what do I have to pay for your bottle for? I have a whole stream here, right? So the Netivot Shalom said, when does a person take credit? When he removes himself from that stream, so to speak, called God. If a person were to recognize how great God is and how much God gives of his greatness to the world, then a person would realize he's like that Mei Edin bottle next to a whole stream. So he might have great value in certain deserts, but in truth there is a whole stream out there. Meaning right here, he's doing something. It's not that he's not doing. But it's only because he's here doing it. But in essence, in truth, if he would view himself next to that stream, he would realize he's not really worth that much. Right? So too the human being. He has accomplishments. He's out here in the desert. He's doing things. No one's saying he's not. The question is, how do you look at those accomplishments? If you're always connected to Hashem, so you realize that next to him, he's the stream. All good comes from him. So vis-a-vis Hashem, I don't look at God and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, look at what I've done. I'm such a tzaddik. No, it's like that bottle of Eden water next to the stream. What are you next to God? The fact that that bottle out in the desert has tremendous value, well, that's only because of its location. In essence, if that value, if that bottle would view itself next to the stream, it wouldn't have that value. Moshe Rabbeinu always viewed himself next to the stream. In Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, God is always here, and God is always giving, and God is always good. So everything Moshe Rabbeinu does, as tremendous as it is nothing next to Hashem. It doesn't go to his head. He can do everything. And you'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu, are you great? So Moshe will say, well, that depends. In truth, no. But vis-a-vis humanity, I've accomplished great things. Moshe Rabbeinu can write about himself. Moshe is the most humble man, and there's no problem with that. Because Moshe continues being the most humble man, because his humility stems from the fact that Hashem is here by him every minute. So then he's not telling you Moshe is the most humble man. He's always in the presence of Hashem. In the presence of Hashem, there's no pride for that. The issue with pride is when we put Hashem on the back burner. And then I speak to everyone else, or I try to show everyone else, look at how great I am. Or when we make the mistake of turning to God and we forget how omniscient He is. We forget how Hashem is the most benevolent that exists. And we turn to Him and say, look, Rabbono Shel Olam, look at me, come on, I did so much. Wait a second, you're telling me you did so much? I'm supposed to be impressed? You can impress other people, but you can't come to me and say, look, be impressed. What am I supposed to be impressed with? For everything you've done, I've done a million times in a split second. So what? So you did. Okay, great. But we're not even touching on the point, which is very true, which Larry mentioned earlier, that anything you've done, God's given you the capacity to do. We're leaving that on the side for a minute. So there's a certain balancing act. A person has to see what he's done, has to have self-worth. A person has to be able to say, I am a good person, I am a kind person, I have done mitzvot, I have accomplished, there's a lot of good about me, and I feel good about myself. Feeling good about myself doesn't mean I'm proud, doesn't mean I turn to other people and expect them to see how great I am. I turn to the world and say, look at me. I turn to God and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have demands, or I have requests, but I feel I have a right to make those requests. On the one hand, I know vis-a-vis myself what my accomplishments are. I can be realistic. I can know what my shortcomings are. I can live with myself comfortably. I know I have to improve on certain things, but I also know I've done good things. There's a balancing act. But that has nothing to do with the way I treat the world or the way I treat God. That's vis-a-vis myself. A healthy person with himself can see the good and see what needs improvement. Doesn't kill himself over what needs improvement and doesn't let what's good go to his head. Balancing act. Now you turn to the world and you say, hey, come on, why isn't everyone standing up when I walk into the room? Come on, you don't all know what a tzaddik I am. So let me tell you, I fasted today and I fasted yesterday and I gave this much charity and I've done so much kindness. Then I'm busy showing the world. Then you have a guy who turns to God and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I fasted every Monday, Thursday for the last 3 years. How could it be you're not accepting my tefillos? Accept it for my merits. I'm getting out of hand. What's going on here? I'm going to tell God to appreciate what I've done. So there's this balance here. Vis-a-vis myself, there must be self-worth. Otherwise, I can't stand up to the world. Then the whole world can trample me. If I can't recognize that I have value, so then I will never stand up to people. And Allah expects me to stand up to people. There's Allah. If someone comes to beat you, hit him first. He's coming with a hammer. He's not going to kill you. Just going to take out a tooth or two. I don't like your teeth. I really don't like your teeth. So sock him in the face before he socks you. Yes, it's Allah and Choshen Mishpat. I'm saying there's... People think it's only Habal Lehogecha Hashkem Lehogo. If he's coming to kill you, kill him first. No, it's not only about killing. It's also when he's coming to beat you up. It's one of the things you have to teach your kids too. But that's the balancing act. If I have real self-worth, but I don't let it get out of hand, then it doesn't contradict my perception of Hashem being up there and me being that little worm next to Hashem. It doesn't contradict. That little worm shouldn't let people trample it. I have to protect myself. King David stood up for his rights. People tried to rebel, he killed. People were disrespectful, they died for it. He stood up for his rights. But it was within that proportion. That depends on the moment. Meaning, a person has to have moments of introspection where they have remorse for what they've done wrong and hope for doing better. The problem is that people don't have moments, but rather lifetimes of remorse. And that's unhealthy. The healthy person says, most of my life I walk around with healthy self-worth. I will take a certain amount of time, and that can be 20 minutes a week, that can be a half hour a month. Each person in their stage, but a set amount of time when I stop and I say, okay, let's do an accounting, let's realize where I'm right, let's realize where I'm wrong, what needs improvement, and how am I going to improve it? And at those moments, a person is going to be hard on themselves. I could have done this, and I didn't. I should have done this, and I didn't. And I feel bad about it. But there are a select number of minutes in a month. The rest of the month, I have to be positive. And when I finish that period of introspection, I have to walk away encouraged, not broken. Meaning if I'm going to be real and healthy about it, then I will have those minutes when I'm broken, because I have true remorse for the things I should have done different. But then I walk out of that to face the world anew with renewed hope, with renewed vision, with renewed focus. And with that, I will now conquer my weaknesses. Maybe I won't accomplish 100%, but I'll advance 0.01%. And I'll say, good, I advanced 0.01%. Next month, I got to advance a little more. But this is a balancing act. And the problem with our generation is that we spend all day beating ourselves up. And that's not right. The majority of the day should be with the thought, I'm doing good. Do good. I mean, do good and be comfortable with yourself. And part of it is making a plan. Meaning a large part of life is the planning. It doesn't have to take a large amount of time, but it should have a large impact. So if a person decides, I will move to Israel, that plan might have taken him 2 weeks, but that decision will affect his whole life. A person on a smaller scale realizes he wastes his nights on the computer. So he makes a plan. I will not open the computer at night. I will only open it during lunch break, when I have a set starting time and a set ending time, and I have to accomplish something else in the interim too. And I'm in a public place where I won't end up doing stupid things on the internet. So he made a plan. Now when he abides by that plan, it follows through, he will advance. So sometimes the plan can make the whole difference. Doesn't have to take a large amount of time, but it should have a large impact. And that's where those moments of introspection should have productive outcomes. Where you stop and say, okay, how do I move forward from here? I'll tell you something very interesting. I noticed over the years that I was less productive than I wanted to be. And I took time, I did a little bit of research, and I bought a few books on time management. How do you manage time better and accomplish more? One book which I didn't even finish, but I found gave me tremendous insight, is a book called Getting Things Done. That's the name of the book.
Does the book have an end?
But I, you know, taking the time to read the book gave me tools to manage time. Again, you take a segment of time to plan, and then that segment can have such tremendous impact on your life because you've made a plan. So I'm saying, taking the time to read that book, initially I kicked myself. I kept asking myself, is it worth the time? Is it worth the time? And the first page I didn't feel it was worth the time. The second page I didn't feel it was worth the time. But by the 15th page, and starting to implement his ideas, I suddenly realized, wow, this works for me. People sometimes don't bother learning blind typing in Hebrew and English to type without looking at the keys. Why? Take a little bit of time, plan, learn, and you end up having the benefits for a long time. So correct planning has huge impact.